This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim. I'm happy, alhamdulillah, to share with you a five-minute clip, part of my daily tafsir series, specifically for the month of Ramadan 2018. Allahumma lakal hamd. Basically, I'm going to go through a juz a day, inshallah. And in 5 minutes, I want to give you as much information as I can that could be relevant to you and helpful for you in your Taraweeh prayers tonight. We'll begin with, of course, the very first chapter of the Qur'an, Surah Al-Fatiha. This is the greatest chapter of the Qur'an. It is the essence of all of Islam. In the first half of the surah, the first few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala magnifies himself, praises himself. And in the second half, he speaks about our need to develop sincerity and worship of him. He speaks about the reality of guidance for myself and yourself in life as being an avoidance of misguidance, which he warns us about. The true guidance comes from Allah, and it's something that we have to ask him for and demonstrate our viability of practicing what has already been received by us. And therefore, the root of guidance is to put into practice the knowledge you have. And therefore, Allah juxtaposes that by giving us the reality of misguidance. And he speaks about misguidance in two ways. There are those who anger him, those who have knowledge but don't practice it. And there are those who have been misguided and have left upon a path of deviance. Those who practice and have good intentions but don't have knowledge. They don't follow the spirit of revelation. So those are the two warnings at the end of Surah Al-Fatiha, where we're asked then at the end to ask Allah to protect us from those who anger him, those who have knowledge and don't practice, and those who have been led astray, those who try to do what's right but don't have knowledge and don't reach where they should be with Allah. As if the confirmation of this dua, O Allah, lead us to a path of guidance that avoids angering you and being led astray, Allah confirms it in the Qur'an. In the second chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. It's in this book, لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. No doubt in it. Surah Al-Baqarah is the longest chapter of the Qur'an. It is a chapter that the Prophet ﷺ said, for the one who masters it, practices it, it will speak on their behalf on the Day of Judgment and do shafa'ah. It has in it the greatest verse in the Qur'an, which is Ayat al-Kursi, which is read as a spiritual protection and as an assistance in seeking Allah's help. And it also has the greatest two verses that can provide protection from any fear. The Prophet ﷺ said, Kafat, it's enough from anything, it'll suffice you from any difficulty you face, which are the final two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. They are from the treasures, from the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah by mentioning that it's made up from letters, and these verses, all these Qur'an comes from alif, lam, mim, from just disjointed letters in the Arabic that miraculously have been chosen by Allah to give us a coherent message. The surah's overarching theme is about devotion and submission to the message of God that is received to revelation without question. Even when it goes against some of the base desires that I have, even it goes when it, against some of the animalistic instincts and urges that I have, that the spirit of revelation is to make me the most complete human being that there is. And therefore you see that those who strayed away from submitting to a path of truth and from devotion to Allah are highlighted for us. The story of Adam, don't come near the tree. It's an instruction. Doesn't matter what the tree is, whether it's lawful, that's not the point. Don't come near the tree. The story of the cow, which is where the surah gets its name, that the Israelites were asked to slaughter a cow, and they began to question, which color is it? Where can we find it? How much is it worth? On and on and on. Instead of just slaughtering a cow, the more they increased in their questioning of God, the more God made it more strict and stringent upon them. So therefore, you see these two stories of Adam and the cow beginning this chapter of Surah Al-Baqarah, and it's juxtaposed with Iblis, who's also given instruction. Bow down, give your service to Adam. You're now subjugated to Adam. He said, I'm better than him. I'm not going to follow the revelation. I won't follow the instruction. I'm going to do with what I think rather than what Allah has commanded. That's the overarching essential elements of the very first juz, the first 20 pages of the chapter. Surah Al-Baqarah then highlights that there are three categories of people: believers, those who choose to disbelieve, and those who hide their unbelief and pretend to be faithful. Those are hypocrites. Al-Mu'min, wal-Kafir, wal-Munafiq. Believers, unbelievers, and hypocrites. Those are the three asnaf. And in the midst of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives warnings to both nations and people and tribes and individuals collectively and spiritually. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and shows that the nations that were destroyed before us was that they lost their way and it hardened their hearts because they developed a rancor to the spirit of revelation. Whenever they were asked to do something, whenever a messenger was sent to them, كُلَّمَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ, whenever a messenger came, they rebelled against him. They would lie, belie him and would not accept him as truth. Ibrahim centers in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, in the middle of it and at the end of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Ibrahim and Ismail as being those who heard Allah and obeyed him. And the name Ismail comes from that word, Sami'a Allah, the one who hears the invocation of Allah. They did as they were instructed. When Ibrahim was told to leave your family in the desert, I will do as instructed. When Ibrahim is said, build this foundation back up into a Kaaba, I will do as instructed. When Ismail is ordered to be patient and Ibrahim is going to slaughter you, I will do as instructed. So they were therefore given as an example of those who follow the spirit of revelation. Finally, inshallah, righteousness is not inherited. And Ibrahim asked that the rest of his progeny will have this covenant of Allah that they will be protected. قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. No one will give righteousness, is not inherited by blood or birth and so on, only those who are truly devout. And therefore the chapter, the juz ends with the children of Ibrahim making the same plea to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they worry about their future generations and question them. مَن تَعْبُدُونَ مِن بَعْدِي, who will you worship after me? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ, we will worship your Lord, the Lord of your foreparents, the Lord of Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub, the Lord of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the hope that you and I have. The end of the juz comes where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us understand that what we do now in our devotion and adherence to revelation matters for our future's progeny and generations, although nothing is guaranteed except our good deeds if we have good intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow where we do juz number 2, also in Surah Al-Baqarah. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.